Simon & Schuster Audio presents Kings, Queens, and In-Betweens by Tanya Botheju. Read by Sunila Nankani. Chapter 1. The first time Ginny Woodland spoke to me, I vomited all over her Reeboks. At the time, I was a haphazard assortment of 14-year-old body parts. Frizzy black hair sprouting from an unruly ponytail, bug eyes, wide nose, ashy dark skin, practically inverted breasts, and a variety of other genetic hilarities. She, on the other hand, was a year older, and her body parts were decidedly better suited to one another. Fair skin, freckles, a cascade of fiery red hair. From the neck up alone, she was a Botticelli to my Picasso. Her artistic head bobbed along beside me now, even more beautiful 3 years later. She'd just finished her shift at Old Stuff, the thrift store where she worked part-time, and I'd biked over to meet her and walk her home. Part of a petrifying plan I was no longer sure I could carry out. Sneaking sideways glances at her as we walked, I could tell she was in a good mood. She was humming some tune I didn't know and tapping a pebble forward with her toe each step she took.
I wished I was as at ease as she seemed.
But as my bike rattled along beside me, my heart rattled even more inside my chest. I was trying to generate some magical source of courage to say what I came here to say. But all I seemed able to do was plod along beside her like a dolt, listening to her hum. Though we'd known each other for 3 years, somehow that initial nausea had never fully disappeared. Even though our relationship had managed to move past that early, revolting debacle. When I'd first laid eyes on her in the 9th grade, Ginny had been playing basketball in the schoolyard, her lean arms and legs accentuated by a sporty top and knee-high socks, and my heart just about leaped out of my mouth. Up to that point, my heart hadn't experienced much in the way of leaping or thumping or any similar exertions. Life had been crammed with more existing and observing than other action-related verbs. In fact, that September, my best friend Charles and I had made a habit of sitting at the same table at lunch in the schoolyard under a forlorn cottonwood tree, watching and waiting. We didn't mind the tree's patchy shade or despairing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?